thing. Let's not talk about my girlfriend, who wasn't even coming to the wedding since she had another event. I'd have thought she'd want to come to this one because there wouldn't be any of my family here, but I'd been wrong. And that was probably not a healthy way to think, considering I loved my family and liked spending time with them. Yes, because I'm getting married tomorrow. To Mercy. He gave me that faraway look, and I just smiled at the man. You are. And we just finished your lovely rehearsal dinner. Let's get back to my place so that we can sleep this off and make sure you have your vows written. Justin's eyes widened. Shit, was I supposed to write those? I froze, blinking at my friend. What? Kidding. You know Mercy, like she'd ever let me not have my vows perfectly done. I studied his face, wondering where that tone came from, but smiled as Mercy, the bride herself, walked forward. Her long, dark blonde hair was piled up in a weird bun thing, and she'd painted her lips bright red. She had on a dark gray dress that matched the bridesmaids in some form of theme, and I lifted my water glass in a toast. Hello there, bride. She rolled her eyes at me.
Oh, Lexington, are you getting my betrothed in trouble?
She wrapped her arm around Justin's shoulder, and he leaned against her. The two looked so comfortable with each other, completely in love. And I was only a little jealous. Not of either one of them, but the fact that they'd found someone, much like many of my cousins had. Maybe Gia would be the one. It could happen. Maybe. I thought you were heading out, Justin asked as he set down his empty glass.
I am. I just wanted to say goodbye.
She looked over at me and winked.
Cover your eyes, Lexington. There's about to be PDA.
I laughed, and then jokingly covered my eyes. There was a wet sound and a little bit of moaning, and I groaned. Are you too serious right now? Mercy threw her head back and laughed.
Okay, take this man home. Get him sobered up. We have a wedding to attend.
You got it. Where's your ride? I asked, looking around the emptying rehearsal hall. Another woman with dark brown hair and pink-colored lips came walking forward and stood at my side. Emily grinned before wiping her forehead with her arm. She'd been tired all day, but I knew she worked long hours.
Don't worry, I got her. I mean, my twin sister is getting married tomorrow. We have to do our ritual.
Do I want to know what this ritual is? Justin asked with a snort. Is it a sexy ritual? I teased, wiggling my brows. Emily gagged, while Mercy just beamed.
You know it. I might be getting married tomorrow, but we do have to throw some herbs into a cauldron and dance around naked.
Well, why can't we come to that? I asked as I stood up to hug both of them goodbye. I got this one. You guys take care of yourselves. We have to be here at 11 tomorrow, right? The twins laughed, but Nina came running up, panic etched on her features.
That's when the wedding begins. I thought we went over the schedule today.
I held up both hands, feeling bad that the frazzled wedding planner had overheard me joking. I'm just teasing them. We had everything written down. You're doing great, Nina.
Thank you. Now, everybody go get some sleep. We do not want dark circles tomorrow.
She squeezed everybody's hands tightly before running back to do something else. She scares me, I whispered.
One of our friends used her before. I kind of wish we would have used Claire, your friend, since Nina stresses lots, but my mother loved her, so this is where we are.
I will mention that to Claire, I teased.
Good, because one day I will get married and I will need someone who doesn't stress me out,
Emily whispered. We laughed, parted ways, and I dragged the groom back to my place. The night went off without a hitch, with Justin passed out in my guest room and me alone in bed while I went through what seemed like 1,000 emails on my phone for the business and the constant group chats for the family. I muted them often because there were so many. With dozens of cousins, let alone friends and other family, subgroup chats and big group chats were always there, and yet nobody cared if we went on mute. Yes, we were always in each other's business.